The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Anthony Cernelia. I've got Diamond Gray in studio with me, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Barrientos, and Marie Early isn't mic'd up, but she's in here too. The whole team's here today.
We're all here, and it's so cool to have Diamond in here.
I know, right? On the mic.
Never happens.
I know. Yeah, I know. We're going to start doing it at least once a week, and it's really cool. And so you have your own show on the weekends on 1190. And so tell the audience about it. And you used to work with Sirius on a golf show. You've got a long history in radio.
Yeah, well, thank you, Bernadette, for giving me a little shout out.
No, it's true.
I have a show called Diamond Hearts Theme Parks. It comes on Sunday mornings at 10, and I talk about all the local themed stuff going on in the area and the Disney and Universal Parks. So it's like travel planning and stuff like that.
And so what made you obsessed with amusement parks?
My mom used to take me to Disneyland every year when I was little, and I just like big production design and sets. And because I worked at a theme park, I like how they're built and just all of the technical stuff. It's like going through like a themed like painting or play to me.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's magical.
So okay, so speaking of magical, so what's your favorite ride at the Magic Kingdom?
Okay, Magic Kingdom is Space Mountain.
Space Mountain.
Yeah, the lighting effects are amazing. It's like dark and the music, it just everything's, if people knew how much they timed these things and it comes down to the second from what you hear and what you see, it's incredible.
We
have to go and I'll drag you on.
The last time I was at an amusement park, it was in Florida. That's Disney World, and then Disneyland is in California. That's the last ride that I rode was the
Did you like it? Space Mountain?
Space Mountain. Yeah. No, I loved it. I've ridden it before, but that was the last time I rode it, and it was super cool. It was actually shut down, and people that know the ride are like, they're huge followers of it. And so that we waited. We waited for over an hour for it to get back up and running, and the park was getting ready to close, and we waited anyway. And they did let us ride it, a small group of people, but
If they closed it, people would riot. But yeah. A lot of people think it's just a kiddie thing, but you can go and get drinks and have wine and all that stuff. A lot of adults do it for honeymooning. It's a lot of fun.
We'll listen to Diamond on Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Is that what you said?
Yeah, 10 a.m.
Yeah, 10. And it's the name of the show is Diamond what?
Diamond Hearts Theme Parks.
Diamond Hearts Theme Parks. That's a tongue twister. Oh, my gosh.
It's cute.
Everybody had a good weekend, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
You said you were a little grumpy, a little emotional?
Yeah, I had my monthly breakdown this week.
Your monthly breakdown.
It was cool.
Yeah. Well, being a new mom is difficult, that's for sure. There's so many things that you don't know till you know, and you're in that position. But
for sure.
But it's also wonderful, too, because, even my oldest is 22, and I drove to Oklahoma City this weekend for Mom's Weekend OU. Mm-hmm. Hello. I'm still tired.
Hello.
I swear, because I drove in the driving rain all the way there. And then,
this weather really screwed me up this weekend, too.
I planned on flying, but I drove because we would have been stuck at the airport for a couple of hours because there was a big storm coming through at the same time I was getting ready to leave. So we switched gears and got in the car and drove to Oklahoma. But I'll tell you what, when you love your kid and you want to show up and you want to let them know that you're unstoppable. I could drive through anything. Especially in my Subaru, it's so much safer than my car that I used to drive. But we've got an incredible show coming up today. We do. Dr. Mike McFarlane will be in studio. He's going to be talking about identifying and treating binge eating disorders. And it's funny, people that you don't think have eating disorders or you never knew. I know so many people that have come out of the closet, if you will, and told me and shared stories with me since I had shared the story of in my own family how we were affected by an eating disorder, or how Kip and I have both been very candid over the years about both of us having eating disorders in our 20s. And I think it's a lot more common than people realize.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think I was on the verge of almost having one, but kind of caught myself before it got any I think every girl has been there. Everyone struggles with their body.
I definitely emotional eat. Yeah. I don't know if that counts as one, but.
Well, I think we all do. Sure. Well, it's funny you say that. So the Craving Mind, we've got Judson Brewer coming up today, too. Dr. Judd Brewer, he is an MD and a PhD. He is the author of the book, The Craving Mind. Cannot wait to talk to him. So much you guys are going to want to know about this book. I actually talked to my daughter on the way here and said, you have to read this book. You have to promise me that you'll read this book, because this is an important book for everyone to understand so they don't fall. If they already are addicted to something, I say that everybody's addicted to something. Mm-hmm. And I like to mix my addictions up so they're never really a full-on addiction, if you will. So it'll be really interesting to talk to him. He is internationally known as a thought leader in the field of habit change and the science of self-mastery. And it's an incredible book. So I can't wait to speak with him. He's going to be on here in just a couple minutes. And we have Tiffany Kiernan on the line. She is a coordinator for EarthX Interactive Virtual Reality. Let's talk about this. How are you doing today, Tiffany?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you know, I love EarthX. I'm an avid protector of the earth, if you will, and
wonderful.
Recycler, and I have been for many, many years. And
we
it just
that.
It breaks my heart when I see that, like, places where they don't recycle or people mindlessly just throw stuff in the trash. A lot of restaurants in the Dallas-Fort Worth area are still very behind the times when it comes to recycling their bottles and their cans, especially in the bar business. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give a shout out for the Grapevine Bar. My niece, Michelle, she's been on this for years and years and years. It's one of the first bars in Dallas to recycle everything in it. So a shout out for the Grapevine Bar. But so I'm talking to you today about the EarthX Interactive. So let's talk about this.
Yeah. So we have, we're kind of in our third year offering interactive through the festival, which is kind of like the virtual reality and augmented reality immersive art kind of places where you can kind of go into headsets or watch things in augmented reality off of like iPads and smartphones. And so what we do in that area, we have like a 7,000 square foot area this year, and we did as well last year. So people can kind of go into that area and go swimming with dolphins and diving with endangered whales and rescuing baby elephants. And last year we had a really great piece where you could dance with flamingos and then
really
flamingo when you came out of it. And we had a piece last year where people could turn into a tree in virtual reality. So you were like planted as a seedling and you would kind of rumble up out of the ground. And it was a very kind of emotional experience for a lot of those.
Mm-hmm.
We have a few pieces this year where people can go, you know, diving with endangered whales and get super up close, and people get really emotional in this stuff. So, it's a really great way to kind of feel like you're viscerally there. That's what people often experience in that virtual world, is that they feel much more immersed.
It's incredibly powerful. A PhD, Skip Rizzo, we met him and attended a virtual reality, a new window into health and clinical treatment. They're using virtual reality to treat post-traumatic stress disorder and just do a lot of different things, teaching children that are like on the spectrum of autism or real severe ADHD, how to interact socially better with children. So this is so cool that anyone out there can interact or take the opportunity to swim with dolphins. I've never done that. Or take care of rescued baby elephants. That's so cool.
Yeah, we have a Conservation International piece, The Elephant Keeper, which also ties into a work they did, My Africa, that is narrated by Lupita Nyong'o, the Oscar winner. And it's a really amazing piece where you get to basically nurse this baby elephant back to health. So, you know, with so much, you know, and everybody's kind of like aware of the anti-poaching right now with the story that came out. It was just all over the news the other day about, you know, a poacher that was attacked by elephants. People are getting really aware of these endangered species and the risks that are up against them. And these pieces aren't just designed to immerse you in that area, but to also get you to take action afterwards.
Yeah.
So, Conservation International drives you to do something.
I love it. At first, when I thought you were talking about poachers and elephants, I went, because I thought, oh, man, they were hurting elephants. But it's reversed this time. That is awesome.
The lions got the guy.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Those are always
good
stories.
Don't screw with Mother Nature, right?
Yeah, and you know, we really, it's really an honor to kind of put this work together because we are able to kind of showcase the work of a lot of filmmakers and you know, environmentalists who are there on the front lines, like doing the really, really hard work to you know, stand up for these endangered species because they're so vulnerable in some of these places. And we've really got to do everything we can. And it's really hard, especially in Dallas and landlocked areas, to get people to understand what it's like to be, you know, in the ocean with endangered species, or, you know, or what it's like to be in Africa, you know, when somebody's going on an anti-poaching rescue. So this gives us the opportunity, you know, pulling people into these virtual worlds and these augmented worlds. They get to really feel much, much closer to those areas. And they have found, like, as you mentioned, you know, there's been this incredible, you know, awareness with VR, that with the medical community, that, you know, people have shown higher tolerances to pain, and they've, you know, shown really effective kind of healing modalities with this. And we've also discovered a lot with VR that people tend to have a more empathic reaction. And also they are often more likely to donate or take action because the VR just makes people feel so up close.
Oh, wow. I love it. I love all the good things that you guys are doing at EarthX. And we can find all this information at earthx.org. Is that correct?
That is correct. And yes, if you go to the film section, there's the EarthX Interactive under there, and you can see all the offerings we have. We've got a lot of incredible stuff. You know, shark water extinction, and we've got a ghost fleet piece that ties in human trafficking to illegal fisheries. We've got work from NASA and Conservation International, and a lot of work from within, and HTC, VR for Impact. You've got the free solo piece. You can go climbing up 3,200 feet with Alex Honnold.
Wow.
Rope. If you saw the Oscar winner film, we've got like the VR companion to that. There's just a lot of great content. So we really encourage everybody to come out and experience that area.
We're going to be there. We're going to be there on Saturday and Sunday, all of us here from One Life Radio. And it's so great to speak with you, Tiffany. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right, everyone. I encourage you to go to their website, earthx.org. We're going to be there. This is important. We only get one Earth. Check it out, and we'll see you there. Everyone, we're going to go to break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Tastes like a sunny day. Stay beautiful, baby. Better food means better living. At True Foods Kitchen, healthy isn't just an idea. Healthy is science, and they take it seriously. Every delicious dish and drink at True Food Kitchen is crafted to be better for your taste buds and your body. True Foods Kitchen, a place to bring people together, feel better, and celebrate a passion for better living. Check them out at truefoodkitchen.com.
EarthX returns to Fair Park in Dallas, April 26th through the 28th, the world's largest environmental experience featuring green exhibitors, expert speakers, an interactive virtual reality zone, and a film festival, plus tiny houses, kid zone, auto show, live music, and more. EarthX brings people together to find solutions for a more sustainable future. Find out what's going on and how to improve it. April 26th through the 28th. Register at earthx.org. That's earthx.org. Change happens here.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Wanting to try CBD but not sure what to trust? Check out Honest Hemp, formerly H-Hemp. Like healthy, happy, honest. Honest Hemp's CBD system makes it simple with one CBD tincture, available in three great tasting flavors. A super powerful breath spray that GQ magazine named a top CBD product. And a topical CBD balm that is simply the bomb. So relax and feel better naturally with the Honest Hemp CBD system, available at honesthemp.com.
Hey y'all, I'm so excited to tell you about my most recent obsession, Nature's Plate, and let me tell you why. Nature's Plate is plant-based meals to go. They offer handcrafted, 100% vegan, always non-GMO, ready-to-go meals to help lighten your cooking, save you from the dreaded grocery store, and help you lose weight. I have to say, I have been eating their meals now for a couple of weeks, and I already have lost weight naturally while feeling nurtured and satisfied after every meal. And here's why. The one thing about Nature's Plate that is so beneficial is that their meals are nutrient dense, but without all the calories. They also have a rotating menu so you aren't stuck eating the same thing every week. There's three convenient locations in the Dallas area, and they even offer delivery options. Nature's Plate makes it so easy to eat healthy, and what you're eating benefits not only you, but the environment too. Find a location near you or order online. Go to naturesplate.com. That's naturesplate.com. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Anthony Cernelia. I have Dr. Mike McFarlane in studio with me, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Barrientos, and a very special guest, Dr. Judd Brewer, MD and PhD. Dr. Judd Brewer is an internationally known thought leader in the field of habit change and the science of self-mastery, having combined over 20 years of experience with mindfulness training with his scientific research. He is the Director of Research and Innovation at Brown University's Mindfulness Center and Associate Professor of Psychiatry at the Medical School as well. Dr. Brewer has developed novel mindfulness programs for habit change, including smoking, stress eating, and anxiety, and has studied their underlying brain mechanisms. His work has been featured on 60 Minutes at TED.com, in Time Magazine, Forbes, NPR, and the BBC, among others. He is the author of the book, The Craving Mind, From Cigarettes to Smartphones to Love and Why We Get Hooked on how we can break bad habits. You can follow him on Twitter at Judd Brewer. That's JudBrewer. Such an honor, Dr. Brewer. Thank you for coming on One Life Radio.
No, thanks for having me.
Well, so how did you get started in studying mindfulness?
At the beginning of medical school, I was suffering myself. I was stressed out. And started meditating and, you know, just realized that I could actually combine something that I was doing personally with my real interest in helping other people.
Well, you know, when I sat down to read the book, and I've read almost all of it, and it's so good. It's so well written. I can't even tell you. I want to give it to everyone because I think everyone suffers from some sort of addiction. That's what I believe, or at least maybe a few bad habits. But are human beings the only species vulnerable to addiction? That was a question that I wasn't sure that I just wanted to know the answer to.
That's a great question. I think we're certainly the only species that can refine products to make them more addictive. Like, you know, coca leaves by themselves are not that addictive, but when you refine out the cocaine, pretty addictive.
Yeah.
You know, tobacco leaves, actually nicotine is a poison, but we make it into cigarettes. You know, social media, we make that sticky too. So I don't know any other animal species that's doing what we're doing.
Uh-huh.
If they did, it'd be an interesting question to explore, but they're not doing it as of yet.
Well, and so that leads me to this. So so how are habits and addictions different, or are they the same thing at the core?
Yeah, I really think of them on the same continuum, and it really goes back to the survival mechanism, you know, which was set up to help us remember where food is. You know, there's this trigger, a behavior, and a reward. So, you know, if you see food, you eat the food, then your stomach sends this dopamine signal to your brain that says, remember where you ate and where you found it. So it's really set up to help us form context-dependent learning to remember where food is.
Mm-hmm.
Yet in modern day, you know, when food's plentiful, and our brain learns, oh, you know, I can eat, you know, we're in the middle of an obesity epidemic. We learn to eat to feel good, not when we're hungry, but when we're stressed or anxious. You know, we're in the middle mm-hmm. of an opioid epidemic. We learn to take pills to numb ourselves from physical, emotional pain. Same for tech. You know, we learn to look at cute pictures of puppies on Instagram when we're bored. So that's where it's just really hijacking this reward-based learning system.
Well, you know, I've joked about this for years, and I don't know if you heard the opening. I joked about, you know, I think I have a lot of addictions. I just like to mix them up. So when I see one getting out of control, I embrace another. But I try to keep a balance, you know. I just try to keep a balance, and I don't know if I'm just, you know, weird or if that's how most people are. What do you think?
I think that's how, well, I think we're all weird, but in very cute, unique ways. So if you think of addiction, I like to think of the simple definition of continued use despite adverse consequences. And that's what helps differentiate when our, you know, we're learning something that's helpful for survival versus
right.
something that's getting in the way. You know, like if we had to relearn how to walk and tie our shoes and eat every day, we'd be exhausted by lunch.
Yeah. Well, you know, I recently came to the conclusion that I was shopping too much. I was shopping too much, buying too many clothes. And I said to myself, Bernadette, you need to knock that off. You've got enough clothes. And this is getting, I'm talking to myself here. I'm serious. This is the conversation I have with myself where I told myself, you've got to stop that or you're going to be out of control. This is not good. Get yourself under control.
So how well did telling yourself not to shop so much work?
Well, for me, it's worked pretty well.
Good.
Yeah.
So you have a well-developed prefrontal cortex.
Oh, nice.
for many of us, it's not quite that simple. You know, willpower has actually is more and more being shown to be more of a myth than actual muscle. Some people, it sounds like you've got a nicely endowed prefrontal cortex.
Nice.
Can do this. But for a lot of folks, you know, especially when we get stressed out and our prefrontal cortex goes offline, we revert back to our old habits. And
uh-huh.
So, you know, this is like why yo-yo dieting is yo-yo dieting. You know, we were good for a while and we're on track, and then we have some major life event and we go off the rails, and then we're back up to that old weight, and then we beat ourselves up over it. That's why it's called the yo-yo. So that's been a really interesting piece of exploration for my lab in particular is, you know, if this willpower piece for so many of us doesn't work, can we actually hack the same reward-based learning system that is getting us in trouble in the first place?
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to tell you, and I want to thank you, actually. I this was part of what I wanted to say to you today for the incredible research that you've done and all the people that you have helped and that your book will continue to help. The research that you have done is really pretty fascinating.
I am very fortunate to be able to do this work. Thank you. I get up every morning and I'm excited to do this work. You know, we've even taken this beyond in-person training where we're even delivering it in context because, you know, I realized, you know, my patients don't learn to smoke in my office. They don't learn to stress eat in my office. So can I bring my office to them?
Mm-hmm.
And we've made, you know, app-based trainings for smoking, eating and even anxiety, and are doing a bunch of clinical studies with those now. We've actually found, we just had it last 2 years ago now, we published a study showing that our Eat Right Now program reduced craving-related eating by 40%. So this is an app-based mindfulness training that's really helping people have those cravings and not habitually act on them. So that type of thing, you know, I'm really excited about that. Oh, this.
It's a fascinating book. It's so good. Like I told my daughter, you have to read this book. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, you know, addiction is it, let me, it's okay. So here's a great question. Does it run in certain families?
Well, I think genetics play a role in everything. So certainly some people have the genes that make them more susceptible to addictions than others. Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, you said about my frontal cortex was well developed. I think of the famous smoking story with my mother and my father. It happened in our kitchen like 40 years ago. I was a little girl and I witnessed my mother and father, who rarely fought, get into an argument. It wasn't real bad, but I remember looking at both of them and wondering what was going to happen. So here's what happened, Dr. Brewer. My father was smoking a cigarette while he was doing the dishes, and my mother came in the kitchen and she said, "Al, I wish you'd quit smoking and get that cigarette out of your mouth." And he turned and he looked at her and he said, "I really wish that you would lose some weight." And he was never mean like that, but I guess she might have, you know, triggered something that made him, you know, he was sensitive about. And so she said, "I don't know what he said. I'll quit smoking right now, but I bet you'll never lose the weight." And I swear he quit smoking at that very moment, and he never touched another cigarette again. It's like a famous quit smoking story in our family.
Wow.
None of us are really smokers, but my dad, he was old school New York Italian, you know, and he grew up with like a cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
Wow. So he's like Mr. Spock. He can be like, "That's highly logical, Captain. I'm just going to
quit." So how did he do that? How did he do that? Was it just sheer will that he was going to, you know, be right over my mom? Or was it because he had a well-developed frontal cortex?
It could have been both, where he had this well-developed cortex and then he had a really strong reason to stick with it.
It's a great story, though, right?
It is an absolutely fabulous story.
Okay, so can you talk about everyday addictions and how these are hurting us? So many people are hurting with everyday addictions, like smartphones, for example.
Right, right. So smartphones, whether it's smartphones, eating, you know, these things that aren't thought of as classical addictions, same habit formation, you know, same reward-based learning system, it's just a different thing. And so the first way that we start is to help people really just understand what these things are, like where they're getting into trouble, and to map it out. And that's actually the first step of each of these app-based trainings that we deliver is, you know, helping people map out what's the trigger, what's the behavior, what's the result. So if it's stress eating, you know, seeing what triggered it, and then importantly, helping them see the actual result of the behavior, because reward-based learning is based on rewards, not on the behaviors themselves. Mm-hmm. So if we help people really bring awareness to what the result is or what the effects of the behavior are, they start to become disenchanted naturally. So, mm-hmm. for example, with eating, when I have people really pay attention, you know, when they eat that second or third or fourth cookie, it's actually different. The reward value feels different than the first cookie. And, you know, by the fourth one, they're like, oh, this is disgusting.
Yeah.
Or so that's really the trick. It's not even a trick. It's really just tapping right into awareness, which we all have. Mm-hmm. It's just using it in a good way.
And that's what this book presents so well. Although it's so logical, it's well presented, it's well executed, taking you through the steps and understanding what addiction really is and how you really can overcome it. Let me ask you this before we go to break, and then you're going to come back. What are the common elements of all addictions? Are there any?
Common elements, I would say, certainly we get triggered by things. And then on a broad category level, behavior. So, you know, we might smoke cigarette, we might eat food, we might even get anxious, which can even have addictive qualities. So that behavior is a core element, and you just substitute whatever behavior it is. And then the other piece is the result of that behavior, which then drives future behavior, whether it's dopamine release or getting excited or whatever. So those are the three core elements as a trigger, a behavior, and a result.
I can't wait to continue this conversation. We're going to go to break. Everyone, Dr. Judd Brewer is going to stay with us, speaking about The Craving Mind, his great new book that he's written. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Did you know that the U.S. Department of Health actually patented cannabinoids as antioxidants and neuroprotectants? So clearly there is promise for CBD to help with a variety of issues. Honest Hemp's U.S.-grown CBD system is fully tested for purity and safety. For daily balance, Honest Hemp has the best-tasting CBD tinctures available. Their Super Breath Blast delivers near-immediate relief and relaxation while on the go. And the Magic Balm works wonders for your muscles, joints, and temples. So relax and feel better naturally with the Honest Hemp CBD system, available at honesthemp.com.
If you haven't heard, I'm always searching for ways to supplement magnesium. Magnesium is a vital mineral that enhances your natural cellular and electrical impulses to help you sleep better, smooth your muscles, and improve heart and brain health. Magnesium also helps you to become mentally and physically stronger and resilient to illness. Sun Warrior's Ionic Magnesium Complex is sourced from a non-GMO island seabed, concentrated by the sun and harvested naturally without the use of chemicals or solvents. We like to refer to it as yoga in a bottle. So pick up yours today at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, this is Sean Wells, certified sports nutritionist, registered dietitian, and biochemist. One Life Radio and I are so excited about the launch of our Thorn Dispensary. Thorn is the most used brand by medical practitioners as a result of its industry-leading quality control. Further, Thorn has a team of doctors, chemists, and dietitians formulating their products to be the gold standard. There are very few products I would personally endorse as a clinician, nutritional biochemist, and the world's greatest formulator, but Thorn is atop my short list. Visit OneLifeRadio.com to shop my hand-selected vitamins and supplements, including FloraPro LP Probiotic, Berberine 500, MethylGuard Plus, and Resveratrol in optimized resveratrol. Be sure to click our banner on OneLifeRadio.com and create an account to receive your exclusive 20% discount along with free shipping today.
Do recent media reports of unvaccinated children causing the return of measles have you worried? Could this manufactured media push be another symptom of the epidemic of fake news plaguing our nation? Let Texans for Vaccine Choice offer this cure for measles mania. 98% of students enrolled in Texas schools are up to date on their measles vaccine. We invite you to learn more about protecting your rights as we rally and fight for our freedom. For more information, go to TexansForVaccineChoice.com. Again, that is TexansForVaccineChoice.com.
EarthX, the world's largest environmental expo, returns to Fair Park April 26th to the 28th, featuring green exhibitors, speakers, an interactive virtual reality zone, film festival, tiny houses, a kids zone, auto show, and music. Register at EarthX.org.
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Anthony Cernelia. I've got Dr. Mike McFarlane in studio with me and Dr. Judd Brewer on the line. He is a medical doctor and a PhD. He is an internationally known thought leader in the field of habit change and the science of self-mastery, having combined over 20 years of experience with mindfulness training. With his scientific research, he is the director of research and innovation at Brown University Mindfulness Center and associate professor of psychiatry at the medical school as well. Dr. Brewer has developed novel mindfulness programs for habit change, including smoking, stress eating, and anxiety, and has studied their underlying brain mechanisms. His work has been featured on 60 Minutes at TED.com, in Time Magazine, Forbes, NPR, and BBC, among many others. He is the author of the book, The Craving Mind, From Cigarettes to Smartphones to Love, and Why We Get Hooked and How We Can Break Habits. You can follow him on Twitter at Judd Brewer.com, but it's at Judd Brewer. That's a habit. At JudBrewer. Thank you so much for continuing with us, Dr. Brewer.
Thank you.
Well, you know, I love your book. I was telling Dr. McFarlane over the break that this is a book that would certainly serve all of his clients as well. He's a PhD and a licensed psychologist in the state of Texas, and he deals with male body image and eating disorders. That's his specialty. But that has a lot to do with this, doesn't it? This addiction and all these habits, that how to break bad habits, correct?
Absolutely. I think this all is in the same spectrum. You know, we can have a body image that's never enough, whichever direction we're thinking, which can set up these same habits. Well, yes, absolutely the same thing.
Well, you know, in your book, I was reading it, and on addiction, straight up, chapter one, you quoted Pema Chodron, who is one of my favorite authors and gurus, if you will. Her book, When Things Fall Apart, Heart Advice for Difficult Times, saved my life once. It really did, when I was going through a very difficult time. And I think that, you know, this mindfulness movement and awareness and awakening, if you will, serves the human race so well. And it's something that's been around since the beginning of time. Correct?
Yeah. Well, awareness has been with us forever. You know, very evolutionarily adaptive to pay attention. The question is, how can we tap into that more, especially when so much of media and whatnot is this, you know, attention thief. I don't know if you've heard that term, but we have all these attention thieves, are you know, these things that tweet and bing and beep at us to try to get our attention.
Yeah, you know what? I was in a parking lot last night, and before I was leaving from Oklahoma, and the gate opened, and it made a noise, and something else made a noise, and I didn't know what it was, but I found it very annoying. You know, it's like we live in a society, you're right, where something's always trying to steal our attention. And so that leads me to your chapter on addicted to technology. And gosh, you know, speaking of the book When Things Fall Apart by Pema Chodron, she writes in here, being preoccupied with our self-image is like being deaf and blind. It's like standing in the middle of a vast field of wildflowers with a black hood over our heads. It's like coming upon a tree of singing birds while wearing earplugs. I couldn't agree more. That's how I feel about iPhones and technology.
Yeah, and I think the key is to learn how to use them responsibly. You know, I think I couldn't navigate Boston without my phone because I would get lost in my car. But, you know, picking up my phone for every text that comes in while I'm driving is, you know, more dangerous than drunk driving.
And right.
The research has now shown. So I think the key is really understanding our minds, and so we can work with them. And that's, you know, that's really what we're aiming to do, is help people do that. And then they can use these things responsibly, because technology is not going away. So we just need to learn how to work with our own mind so we can work with it.
Well, and you write in your book that you saw very clear connections between mindfulness and improving the lives of your patients.
Mm. Absolutely. Every time in clinic, I see this. And you know, just the other day, I had somebody who has alcohol use disorder, and first thing we did was map out her habit loop around drinking. You know, for her, it was thoughts that were leading her to drink, and then to numb herself, as she put it.
Mm-hmm.
So that already was a big light bulb moment, because she could see, oh, this is how my mind is working as compared to, I don't know what's happening, I just can't stop drinking. Big difference, big difference.
Yeah, I sometimes drink a little too much wine at night, and your book really helped me to make the connections too as to why I do that, you know, because we all do at the end of the day have control over our minds, or we want to believe that we do, and we all at any time have the opportunity to exercise discipline. Do you think a lot of it just comes down to discipline?
Well, I think a lot of it, even more of it, comes down to really helping our minds see the results of our behaviors, because the discipline is there when we're doing well. But again, that part of the brain goes offline when we're stressed out. And that's where I see most of my patients relapse, is when they've had a stressful event or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So the key is to really help them start to become disenchanted with these behaviors, which is works at a deeper level, more at that reward-based learning system, not at the newer parts of the brain. So here, you know, we really help people, and this is why we've developed these app-based trainings, is to help people like really see, okay, here's my habit loop, and here's what I'm getting from doing this behavior. You know, when I eat a whole sleeve of Oreos, this is what my stomach feels like. So the next time they have this urge, to binge on Oreos, for example, their brain says, well, wait a minute, you didn't get that much from it last time. And mm-hmm. so they're less excited to do it as compared to saying, no, you shouldn't eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's this saying, we should all over ourselves, you know, because we're like, oh, I should do this, I should do that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work that well much of the time.
I love your sense of humor. I really do. It's very engaging. And because this is a very difficult subject, I think, for so many people that struggle with addiction or just maybe bad habits or a little bit of both. But can we talk for a minute about the MBSR, mindfulness-based stress reduction, and how that works?
Sure, absolutely. Well, that's a, you know, it's an in-person program that was first developed by Jon Kabat-Zinn back in the late 70s. It's, you know, like 40 years old, that gives people, you know, 2.5 hours a week, these in-person trainings to help them really start to understand how their mind works and start to bring awareness practices in, whether it's breath awareness or, you know, body scans or other types of formal meditation practices, and then even informal practices that help people learn and work with their minds. You know, something as simple as paying attention when you're brushing your teeth. That's the start, and it's something that we all can do. It doesn't take extra time because we have to brush our teeth anyway.
Yeah. Well, and can the MBSR help with rumination and, you know, ruminating thoughts?
MBSR and, in particular, mindfulness-based cognitive therapy, which is a derivative of it,
mm-hmm.
has been shown to help with depression, preventing people from relapsing into depressive episodes. And there's a whole lot of rumination that tends to go on there. Yes, the short answer is yes.
Okay.
Especially in places where we ruminate a lot. So, for example, I think of, you know, if we're regretting the past, that tends to fall into the category of depression. If we're worrying about the future, that's another type of rumination, and that's where we fall into the category of anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And so, get this, we just did a study with a bunch of anxious physicians.
Sorry.
because physicians are sometimes a pain in the butt to work with.
They are.
I can say that because I'm just looking in the mirror, I can say that. So we developed an app-based mindfulness training called Unwinding Anxiety and said, you know, if we can get physicians to use this thing, you know, we can get anybody.
Mm-hmm.
We got a 57% reduction in anxiety after a couple, I think it was a month or 3 months of using the program.
Wow.
So yeah, that's what I said. I was blown away. I mean, it's the first study, but it really really remarkable.
Well, and I don't think people understand that physicians are human beings too. We turn them into these gods and think that, you know, they're these like robotic people that don't feel maybe as deeply as we do or care as much as we do. I had lunch with a very dear friend of mine who's a surgeon, and his wife is a scientist as well. She's a PhD, he's an MD, and they're a wonderful couple. But I asked him, I said, do you ever get, because we were talking about, I was telling him how I get nervous sometimes before I go on the air, especially if it's a big guest like you. So, and he said, I said, do you get nervous before you do surgery? He said, hell yes. He says, of course I do. He said, sometimes I have trouble sleeping when I know I have a big surgery the next morning. So I think we all just need to cut each other a little bit of break and a little bit of awareness and understanding that we're all human beings at the end of the day trying to, you know, improve our lives.
Yeah, and I'd much rather have a physician who's human who says, oh, yeah, I don't know the answer to that, or I make mistakes or whatever, than somebody that acts like they don't make mistakes or they know everything, because I know that's not true from my own experience. You know, when so that's, you know, the human element is what leads. I mean, there's actually a bit of research showing that the human connection between physician and patient makes a big difference.
Oh, yeah.
In helping people heal and be healthy. So in all these respects, I mean, like you're saying, let's cut each other some slack, remember that we're human, and bring in some kindness.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually emphasize this quite a bit in our app-based trainings, because kindness is so key, especially with eating and with anxiety, because we tend to get in these habit loops of beating ourselves up, saying, oh, you should have stayed on your diet, or you shouldn't be anxious, what's wrong with you? Yet that just feeds the process itself. Instead of stepping back and saying, this is just my brain trying to help me survive, yet it, you know, kind of got off the rails a little bit. Let's see if we can learn to work with it.
Thank you so much for writing this book. I'm going to be giving it away to a lot of people. In fact, we've got a couple of copies we're going to give away today, so I'll shout out the number after the break. But The Craving Mind, Dr. Judson Brewer, From Cigarettes to Smartphones to Love, Why We Get Hooked and How We Can Break Bad Habits. Thank you so much. What a pleasure to speak with you today.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you so much, everyone. Stay tuned. We've got more coming up. You're listening to One Life Radio.
The traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Anthony Cernelia. I've got Dr. Mike McFarland in studio with me, and Lexi and Avi are mic'd up over here, too. I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our newsletter. You can also go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior, The Honest Hemp Company, Nature's Plate, Paleo Magazine, The Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Sun Warrior, you can get it at Vitamin Shopper. Put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. It is a premier, all-natural, raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan, plant-based protein powders and supplements. Go to sunwarrior.com to learn more about all of their products. And, of course, Honest Hemp. Visit them at honesthemp.com. Happy, healthy, honest. Their products are natural alternatives for managing your stress, reducing mild anxiety, and relieving pain from exercise-induced inflammation. Of course, Paleo Magazine and the Wellbeing Journal, two of my favorite publications. I read them regularly, and I have for years. And our new sponsor, Nature's Plate, is a Dallas-based store that offers plant-based meals to go. They offer handcrafted, 100% vegan, always non-GMO, ready-to-go meals to help lighten your cooking and save you from the grocery store. I'm not going to say the dreaded grocery store, because when I have time, I do love to go to the grocery store and smell the tomatoes.
Oh, it can be a great experience.
Absolutely. It's a good place to slow down, but when you can't, Nature's Plate makes it really easy to eat healthy, and what you're eating benefits not only you, but the environment too. So visit them at naturesplate.com. You can order ahead. I don't do that because I like to go in and see. I like to just do it. I'm kind of a hands-on kind of person. If I'm not going to go to the grocery store, I'm at least going to walk into Nature's Plate like I did yesterday. It was great. And how was that? I brought in those carrot cookies, and I borrowed one from Marie last week, and I had to repay her.
Those carrot cookies are the bomb.
And they're really...
I just finished her cookie that she started, so sorry, Marie.
They're so good. It's a great breakfast item to, or take on the go, or send it with your kids. But always great having Dr. Mike McFarland, PhD, in studio with us. He is a licensed psychologist in the state of Texas with a private practice in Dallas. Dr. Mike provides individual therapy to adolescents through adulthood, and he specializes in the treatment of anxiety disorders, obsessive compulsive spectrum disorders, which is OCD, which I think I might be a little bit, and male body image and eating disorders. You can find him at his website, McFarlandPsychology.com. We're talking today about identifying and treating binge eating disorders. So what exactly is a binge eating disorder, Dr. McFarland?
Well, we are all familiar with the concept of binge eating, and many of us think to ourselves, oh, well, I just binged.
I probably do it every day, I feel like.
Well, probably not. Probably not.
Because I got up and I made popcorn last night at like 10:30.
I did
popcorn at 10:30, and one bowl wasn't enough. Even though I went all the way back into my bedroom, I got out. The popcorn made me get back out of bed. I'm blaming it on the popcorn and go get another bowl. And maybe
Must
I didn't have enough
really
for dinner.
Popcorn.
I don't know. But
it could have been. So a way of thinking about binge eating disorder, first of all, it's different from just binging, because we can all binge kind of with a lowercase b. Binge eating disorder is something that's much bigger, and it's an actual eating disorder. So you would think about it in the cluster of disorders like anorexia nervosa or bulimia, for example. But binge eating disorder was added as a specific type of disorder back in 2013 to the DSM-5, which is the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders.
What makes it so severe or so extreme that it has to have its own diagnosis?
Well, so specific criteria. You have to, for beginners, you have to binge at least a minimum of once a week for 3 months to get this diagnosis. And a binge, what that entails is essentially eating way more than would normally be expected during, let's say, a two-hour period for one of those binges. And it, there's, along with that, got to come with a sense of being out of control. Like, you can't rein yourself in.
Okay.
You're just eating. It's considered an impulsive or compulsive disorder, because once it starts, there's very little ability to pull yourself back from that behavior.
Wow.
And so then you've also got to have, there's several other criteria, but you have to have at least three of the following things. It's either eating very rapid, much more rapidly than normal. You know, you might be just shoving the food in your face.
Wow.
Feeling uncomfortably full, not just a little bit full, but oftentimes feeling sick, like you might, you know, throw up. Eating large amounts of food even when you're not hungry. So you might just be kind of bored and then something clicks in your head, or you might be distressed and something clicks in your head and you head for the kitchen, and that's when it starts. There's oftentimes a sense of feeling very embarrassed by what you've just eaten, and oftentimes wanting to eat alone because you don't want other people to see how you're eating. And then a sense of feeling very disgusted with yourself, or depressed, or very
guilty
afterwards.
That's never good. Shame and guilt is such a low emotion. It's really so unhealthy.
That's right. And it sets up a following a cycle. So oftentimes people experience this shame and guilt. They say, I'm never going to do this again. They start restricting. They might go several 12 hours or so without eating. Meanwhile, they're getting more and more hungry. Their ability to exert self-control diminishes. And as that hunger increases, finally they snap and they're right back at it again.
So can it be triggered, if you will, by, like, so you said, you know, all this intermittent fasting has really, really become popular.
Yes.
Can it induce this kind of, like, eating disorder by, you know, starving yourself for so many hours and then you're so ravenous that you might overeat?
It could for some people, especially the ones that are going extreme with it, where maybe they're engaging in fasting for 16 hours at a time or something like that.
Yeah.
That's pretty extreme and it sets you up for it. But it wouldn't necessarily create that dynamic in everyone. You kind of have to be susceptible to it.
Wow. We ran out of time.
That's okay.
Gosh darn it. Well, I had some other questions too, but maybe next time you're in, we'll talk about the same thing and dig a little deeper into it.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Always a pleasure having you in studio. Dr. Mike McFarland.
Thank you for having me.
You can find him at McFarlandPsychology.com. Wow, this show went fast. That means it was a good one. So, everyone, thank you so much for listening. We always enjoy doing this show. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.
Do recent media reports of unvaccinated children causing the return of measles have you worried? Could this manufactured media push be another symptom of the epidemic of fake news plaguing our nation? Let Texans for Vaccine Choice offer this cure for measles mania. 98% of students enrolled in Texas schools are up to date on their measles vaccine. We invite you to learn more about protecting your rights as we rally and fight for our freedom. For more information, go to TexansForVaccineChoice.com. Again, that is TexansForVaccineChoice.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker. This is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Hey y'all, I'm so excited to tell you about my most recent obsession, Nature's Plate, and let me tell you why. Nature's Plate is plant-based meals to go. They offer handcrafted, 100% vegan, always non-GMO, ready-to-go meals to help lighten your cooking, save you from the dreaded grocery store, and help you lose weight. I have to say, I have been eating their meals now for a couple of weeks, and I already have lost weight naturally while feeling nurtured and satisfied after every meal. And here's why. The one thing about Nature's Plate that is so beneficial is that their meals are nutrient dense but without all the calories. They also have a rotating menu so you aren't stuck eating the same thing every week. There's three convenient locations in the Dallas area and they even offer delivery options. Nature's Plate makes it so easy to eat healthy, and what you're eating benefits not only you but the environment too. Find a location near you or order online. Go to naturesplate.com. That's naturesplate.com.
Hello, I'm Allie McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.